this show and theme I love because it's all about what would we say to our 25-year-old self.
Oh, wow.
So here we are at all of our different ages. Yeah. And how would you have mentored yourself when you were younger? And I think this is good because I think sometimes you need to do an inventory for yourself. You're now past 25 and now you're looking back, looking ahead, and you're like, okay, what would I say to myself? And also what we say is gonna encourage other young women next generation too. So let's start off with, what would you say to yourself about your character or good habit that you should have developed earlier? Oh. And it can be very practical or something deeper. Cheryl, you're giving me the eyes. Look well. What would you have said about character or good habit at 25?
Be on time for life.
Be on time.
Be on time. So
be on time.
For life.
For life.
Because being on time is not just a discipline, but it is a gesture of respect to someone else.
Right, yeah.
I get that now.
Okay, so be on time, it's a, yeah. I admit that too. I was always late, and then somebody said, you know, it's about honor and respect for people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, yeah. Be on time. Joanna.
Probably like learn to cook.
Yes.
It's okay.
I only learned in my 40s. And why? Learn to cook.
It's bad for your wallet and it's bad for your health to eat out so much.
That's true.
It. Okay. You know. Good habit. Learn to cook. That's excellent. Okay, Kim.
Save money. Save money.
Yes.
Learn how to save money.
By cooking for yourself.
And I'm save some money.
Yep.
Because you may end up being alone someday and need something.
And need your money. That's really good.
That's real.
I would say, even if you're not musically inclined, learn something musical. Guitar, piano. And the reason why is that you'll always be invited to parties.
You're secure on your spot with that one.
You got your ticket in.
All I'm saying is, if you can bring a guitar to a party or a campfire, you're in. But the other part is, I think for me, it is also a way of just like, when you just need an outlet, music is always a great thing. And so guitar, anything, I'm just saying, learn an instrument. Even if you can't sing and you're a horrible singer, just learn at least to play something. And I think it would just be good for your soul. Yeah. Okay, like, so be on time, cook.
Save money.
And learn an instrument so you can go to parties. Okay, those are really good. Okay, advice you give yourself about relationships, being married, being single, being divorced. What would you say to yourself about relationships, Joe?
I think, okay, if we're gonna be real.
Yes, please.
I think I thought I would meet someone along the way. Mm-hmm. And I met lots of men, but not the right one. Mm-hmm. I don't think I knew how much work it would take. Because the older you get, the less they're there, so you have to really put the work in to meet someone. And so I would have said to my 25-year-old self, like, put the work in now while there's like lots of single men still around, where I think a lot of 25-year-olds are too shy to admit I really want to be married, or they're so busy with other things that then they look up from their life five or more years later and are saying like, oh wait, there's nobody. Where'd everybody go? Because they were maybe investing in their career or whatever else they were investing in.
Okay, so do the hard work.
Oh, I'm just saying it gets harder later.
It gets harder later. No, you're just setting the 25-year-old up.
The 25-year-old, like, that's a good time to do it.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Yes. All right, Cheryl.
And now I cough. At 25, I was already married. I was already married, and so I would say no regrets. Yeah. Marriage is best friendship on steroids, if done right. Yeah. But here's what marriage is not, Cheryl. It is not a power struggle. You will waste a lot of time in the digging of your heels in on things and the taking a stand, and rather than flowing like water. I felt like we were both cemented in we just could have been maybe perhaps further, closer, quicker. Like where we are now, we could have been maybe sooner if we just yielded to each other a bit more rather than.
So the 25-year-old said, it's not a power struggle. Marriage is not perfect.
I had been so abused and so controlled that when I got married and married into a church that was like submission, submission, that I was like, I will.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. I'm safe. Yeah. When you when you find your best friend, you're safe.
Yes.
It's okay.
It's okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good.
So good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kim?
Well, I would have told my 24-year-old self not to walk down the aisle. But and probably listen to my dad.
There you are.
Also said not to.
Yeah. Yes.
But my 25-year-old self was already married and not in the right one, not in the right marriage. So I would have told my before I was 25-year-old self, which I try to tell my daughter now, is really know who you are. Mm-hmm. It's okay to take time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes all I knew was I was supposed to be married. Like I just and so I rushed something because I have to have it because I don't know how to live life without it. But that wasn't right, and I didn't know who I was. Mm. But 25, being married, I probably would have just told myself just to maybe dig deeper with Jesus because I needed I needed his strength.
Right. That's good. That's
yeah.
Good. That's good. I would say two things as far as relationships. I would say that at 25, stop being jealous of girlfriends.
Yeah.
And get girlfriends.
Yes.
Like, I think one of the challenges for women is I surrounded myself with guys because guys were easier.
Yeah.
Women were more complicated and layered and jealous, and it was hard to be with them.
Dramatic, honey, yes. Yeah.
But now I see the benefit of women relationships. I have really good women friendships. Yeah. And I wish I had had that in my 20s because life was really hard, and I was navigating through a lot of things as a young woman in becoming a woman. And I was sort of relying on the guys to fill that versus like trusting that there would be some women who could hold, you know, the relationship with care and trust. Yeah. And so I would say really trust and try to find some good young women in your life.
Yeah.
So the second being like what Kim said, in a second marriage, I think the biggest thing I would have told my 25-year-old self is, you know, attraction and chemistry are, the initial, but that will not last.
No.
And you need to find somebody that has the same values and is going in the same direction and wants to celebrate you and champion you, not have you become theirs and what they want you to be.
Yeah. Right.
And I wish I'd known that when I was in my 20s, just to say, you know, values are important and going the same direction is important. And don't like stick to that, even though it's sort of like, oh, he could do.
Right.
Don't do it.
No.
There were so many other options when you were 25.
Right. I hear you, Joe. That's okay. This is my favorite. What would you say about career, work, leadership? What would you say, Cheryl?
Yeah, and it's funny. My answer is the same in all three categories for this. Okay, It's great to be a champion, Cheryl, Enneagram 8, superhero, strap the whole thing on your back. It is better to be a collaborator.
Oh, okay.
The whole superhero thing is almost, when you scratch it down, it's a bit narcissistic, like, I've got this. There's so many ideas and possibilities and growth that you're missing out on when you only take it as far as yourself. You need to collaborate with others to go even further.
Wow, so collaboration.
Over, like, trying to champion something solo.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah. Yes.
That's really good. When I was 25, the advice I would give to my 25-year-old self would be act your age. Because at 25, I didn't realize this until I ended up later in therapy because it was such a challenge, is that my therapist basically said, you have the job of a 25-year-old with the emotional experience of a 25-year-old. Like so stop trying to act like a 45-year-old. You've only lived 25 years.
Yes.
You can't possibly be more than this.
Yeah.
And I realized just I was carrying the burden of trying to be something that I wasn't.
Mm.
And it took a toll on every area of my life. And so I did that for too long, thinking you can do it, you have the energy, you're excited, people believe in you, they're giving you the job, so you must be able to do it. And no, like you have limits even when you have youthful energy. You have so many limits. And I wish I had been more like a 25-year-old when I was 25.
Yeah.
That's good. And how many young people are acting older, whether it's for job or for advancement, and missing out on actually the age that you are?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, Kim. Probably would have told my 25-year-old self to have actually more confidence, because I don't think I did. I didn't think I was smart enough to move forward or ahead. And also, it was the circumstances I was in, too. But I just feel like maybe work hard, do your thing, but and just have some confidence that, like, I can do this, too. Like, I didn't have that very much then, and I probably could have done other things that I know God has gifted me with, but I was always, I just didn't have the confidence to do it.
Yeah. That's good. And I think from what you're saying is mine, which is, like, the imposter syndrome is real. Yeah. You're going to either have to lean in on it, or, Mel, don't be so prideful and ask for help.
Yes.
And, like, actually reveal the inadequacies or the things you don't know. Because in my 20s, like, I faked a lot. Yeah. Now, granted, I was learning a lot and trying to find it. And so there is a good part of that, because I was building character and really learning. Yeah. But, yeah, the imposter syndrome is real. And I think, you know, ask for help.
Yes.
Don't be ashamed if you don't know. Because don't fake it, because I got into a lot of trouble faking things and pretending I knew stuff and would say a stat. And people were like, no. I'm in, like, a boardroom, and they're like, no. We're going to fax check that, because we didn't have Google or anything. We're going to go to the library and check that on the Dewey Decimal System and get back to you in 5 days. But what I'm saying is, it really was that. So I would say that to myself.
That's good.
Those are good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's move into a bigger one that could be spicy and honest. But let's talk about what you would say to your 25-year-old self about your faith. Mm. Relationship with Jesus and the church. Mm. Woo! Okay, Cheryl's given me the look. Well, I feel like we've got a lot there.
Okay, so, you know, choosy this day, right? I want to keep us on the air.
Okay.
So I'll go with option B.
Okay.
Option B is that the level of sacrifice and serving, volunteerism, driving, is not equal to my righteousness.
Yes.
They are not connected in any way. My holiness, whatever that term is for you. I grew up in a culture that those that were most that were closest to Jesus were literally spending themselves out to the point of burnout. And I burnt out so many times in my 20s. I was burning out living at my church. And all, at the end of the day, totally unappreciated, being used, abused, taken for granted. So you are enough as you are. You are, when you opened your eyes, I'll finish with this, and took a breath, God could not be any more prouder of you than he is right there. Yeah. There's nothing more you need to do. Everything else is bonus.
That's good.
Yeah.
Thank you, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's good.
I think that for me, the number one thing is don't be afraid to ask the big questions. I think sometimes we're afraid what the answer will be, and so we don't even ask. We don't do the work of asking. That's the big one. And then those questions don't go away. If you're just like, well, I'm afraid of it. Like, that doesn't work when we're afraid of it. It will come back later. I think the second piece to me is mentoring a young person is, though none go with me, still I will follow. Like, from 25 to now mid-30s, I'm 36. I have grieved a lot of friends who are no longer in ministry, no longer in the church, no longer believing anything like what I believe. And there will be things like that you have to process. So, like, make some decisions about what you want at 25.
And ask the questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
I would say perform less and serve more. And they're not the same. I always viewed my performing as, well, I'm serving, and God loves me because this is how I'm serving. And I mean by serving, like, just really seeing people. I just believe leadership is about loving people. And just doing that better and more. And that's where, and just like you said, I remember sitting in my kitchen weeping, having probably the best worship service I've ever had by myself, going, Jesus loves me, this I know. And I was in my late 30s at this point, divorced, all the things, but I wish I would have told myself way back then, you don't have to do to be loved. You just are.
Come on.
You just are. And I just wish I grasped that better then, because it would have helped a lot more.
I would say for me, I mean, it's so layered But I couldn't do life without my people, like the people who love Jesus and that love me.
Yeah.
And so church, relationship with Jesus, all tangled up with people who, you know, at 25, I was coming out of a big prodigal time in my life. I had a lot of regrets. I'd gone through trauma. Mm. I didn't think I was worthy. I really felt like, man, I can't be in ministry. Look at me. And thankful that I had people who spoke completely different and said, oh, you're enough. You are worthy. You are loved. You've got this. We're here for you. Could have had that more, but I was too ashamed. And so I didn't want to share the story. I was kind of hidden because I was embarrassed of it. But I would say to my 25-year-old self, get your people who love Jesus, and they're the ones who are going to help you through some of the worst and trying times, and they're going to help lead you back to Jesus when you aren't there.
Yes.
And so I would definitely say that. Mm-hmm. These are good. These are really good questions for us. What a pleasure to be with you on this show, but the past two shows together, it's great. To be together, to love each other, and thank you for your amazing thoughts, wisdom, and your art. Yeah. And for you, our viewers and listeners, there's not much else to say but this. You are seen, you are heard, and you are deeply, deeply loved by God. Thanks for joining us.
The Bible can feel overwhelming, confusing, or hard to believe. Scripture Untangled, a new podcast by the Canadian Bible Society, brings you interviews with culture leaders, leaders in ministry, and Bible thinkers to help you be inspired to dive into the Bible and understand it. Listen for free and subscribe to Scripture Untangled on your preferred podcast app. Visit scriptureuntangled.ca for more information.
Thank you for joining See Here Love with Melinda Esterbrooks. This podcast is a Crossroads Media production. Until next time, always remember, you are seen, you are heard, and you are loved by God.